on. No.
Wow.
We are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. On the break, you were listening to Brenna Swanger from her new album, 10 Metaphors for Love. The last song was Lullaby. The first song was the title track. So
Very nice.
Good little pop singer.
Nice voice.
Yep, nice voice. Teenage girl. She's touring in the New York State area. I know she got something coming up in Dutchess County. Mm. So go check her out. Go Google Brenna Swanger and find out where she's going to be. Good, you know, good if you have kids, good place to take your kids. If you're Anthony Cumia, go nowhere near her.
No, no, no.
Bad compound man. Bad compound man. When the cancerous gorilla is your only friend in the compound, you're in trouble. So, yeah. On that last segment, of course, we're talking about Rabbi Shmuley.
Yes.
And then,
Lust.
Then we have Rabbi Carla DeFinkel call in, an Italian rabbi, if you will.
With very interesting takes on Rabbi Shmuley's thoughts.
Sure. And then we gave Harry Potter, courtesy of Harry Potter, gave us a potion where if you ever lose your stuff from a stripper, she ever takes your stuff, we gave you the potion.
So Schmozenhoes.
What?
Schmozenhoes.
Angry Schmozenhoes.
Angry Schmoenhoe.
That's how he said it. Angry Schmoenhoe.
All right.
So, yeah. So, the hard part, the hardest, I mean, a lot of cool things like, you know, touch of taint, all that good stuff. But the hardest thing to find was for most of us, is the spot of G. It's very elusive. One must really hunt.
It's like the white whale.
Yes.
You said hunt, right?
I said hunt.
Yes, good.
Anywho, this portion of the show, we like to do our anti-scamming stuff, right, kids?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So, of course, we like to start with Scam Busters. Scam Busters is brought to you by Surf Easy. Surf Easy is the easiest way to protect your online identity and privacy. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. Here's the thing. They have a free download, which you think, wow, they're giving the product away for free. And it's pretty cool. And it covers one item and everything. It's limited to 500 MBs, millibars, whatever. I don't know. Megabars.
Megabytes.
That's the one. Megaboobs.
500 megaboobs. Wow.
Which is great. Which is great. But you know what? If you want to upgrade to like have like all of your items, like have your laptop and your tablet and your phone, you know, they have pay services too, and they're affordable too. Yeah. Like we've given away Total VPN protection, which covers all your items for unlimited.
For what it does, it's a great value.
Amazing.
I'm going to check it out.
We've given that away courtesy of Serve Easy on the show. We got a couple more to give away, and we will. Our contestants who won have been happy with them, but it's only like $50. So for
it's
like a
amazing
year.
Amazing service.
Yes.
So yeah, that's out there. Just want to make you guys aware of that as they sponsor this segment. So
thank
yeah, we
you,
like
you.
To do our
thanks for my stories, Surf Easy.
Well, they don't sponsor that. They don't sponsor the scamming scammers. They sponsor the information.
That's right.
Okay. Pay attention, stupid. So do a little Scam Busters song right here, shall we? So we do a little Scam Busters, kids?
Scam Busters!
There we go. Wait for it to kick in. There's a delay. There it is. Joe's a Scam Buster. He loves a slime trail, too. Stupid ass. I'm 80s dancing.
We
it's
noticed.
Like Chevy Chase is in the Den.
Oh, wow.
At this point, he might take the gig.
Yeah, really.
Don't let him fall over. Who are you going to call? Scam Busters.
If it's something weird, and she looks real good. It's Nomi, the stripper.
Scam Busters. Judge Judy.
Yeah,
really.
I ain't afraid of those hoes.
Well, you should be. They have junk.
Yeah.
I ain't afraid of no scams. No, because you're a very brave man, Joe Curry.
Yes, you are.
You're the bravest of the brave. Godspeed, Joe Curry. Godspeed in your quest to fight the scammers and the hoes with junk.
The hoes with junk.
I will defeat them with my mighty junk.
It is a sword. It is a valiant weapon, but it only will go off once.
Yeah. Oh.
And then the mighty knight will need a nap.
Yeah. And a sandwich.
And a sandwich.
Bring me my meat, you wench.
But
oh, but never mind. I'll deliver the meat.
But it will lie dormant momentarily. And then will rise and gain power again.
The snake, it needs a slumber. It's a mighty warrior.
Do you need some buns for that meat, sir?
Yes, most I, darling.
Yeah, right. Enough of this horse crap. All right. So last week we've been dealing with Ann Jackson.
Yes.
Ann Jackson. Vaunted
the lost Jackson sister.
Yeah. Vaunted anti-scammer. She's like LaToya, but with a better voice.
Yeah.
And a natural nose.
Sure. Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
So she's been this has really just turned into an educational thing of a reload scam is what this is turning. Like, she was held up as some wanted expert. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's actually Joe last week when we were talking, we were reading the conversations between her and the FBI, IC3 Brown, and he was begging her for $200. Because often the FBI will beg for $200. Couldn't bother Miller with this because he had high blood pressure.
She got off easy. The FBI begged me for $300 the other day, and I said, get off my stoop.
And then when she said no to the FBI, the FBI agent turned around and said, oh, come on. Like he was looking for ice cream money.
Oh, my God, you nailed it. That's just what I was going to say next. Come on, Mom.
So
I just went for roll-ups. Come on.
So she goes back and forth between saying that these are real scammers and believing that they're real people. So and a couple of weeks ago in the chat rooms called her Sybil. Joe last week starting to think that maybe she's crazy. More and more of the people in the den pen who initially hated her.
Yeah.
Remember when we first started this?
There was hatred.
There's starting to be more empathy.
They're starting to go, poor crazy.
There was fireworks that lit up on the internet this week about this, which put me squirrely in the middle.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. So we'll get to that probably in a couple months from now. But yeah, I was like right in the middle of this because I'm the Ann Jackson whisperer.
So you're the bad guy too?
I'm not the bad guy.
By association?
I'm not the bad guy. I just happen to know more than most other people do at this
point. All right.
And our fans, the people that listen to our show,
yes,
know more than those who do not. The people who listen to our show, when it comes to this Ann Jackson, they can talk from a base of knowledge because I'm reading them the transcripts that I've had with her and that she's had with these scammers.
Yeah.
Where if you don't listen to the show, you're just talking out of your ass. And once again, we inform. I don't mean to toot my own horn, but nobody else will. All right. So here we go on. This is from February 19th of this year. This is a lot of what she believes here. It's not really any conversations this week between her and scammers. This is just her view on things. We've done this before. This one's a little bit more. Mr. Davin, which, as we know, is the way I shall now be referred.
Oh, Joe.
If I could rename the show, it would be the Mr. Davin
show.
But it's Davin's Den, so here we are.
And everybody would think you were a hairdresser, so it's just as
Mr.
well.
Mr. Davin.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, can you squeeze me in, Mr. Davin? I need frosting.
I'll answer the questions for Mr. Davin. Mr. Davin is very busy. He'll try to go in. I'll be as the shampoo girl. My name's Charisse. And Mr. Davin, we'll see you now. I'm going to do your highlights.
Charisse, can he just fit me in?
We'll try to get you at 2:30, D. It might be a little late, but try to be on time. We do have some demi-tasse and some candy you can eat and snack on while reading Vogue, waiting for Mr. Davin to be done with his latest creation.
I got to tell you, I'm not against the direction of the show. I like what I'm hearing.
Was it the candy that got you or the demi-tasse?
Well, that was nice, but, you know, it's the most I've ever thought Joe knew exactly what he was talking about.
I know. And I do love him in that shorty robe.
Yeah. The fact that he was speaking for me and not saying terrible things about me, I kind of liked.
Well, yeah, I'm working for Mr. Davin.
Mr. Davin.
As Charisse.
Yeah, Charisse.
We just opened a place. We got to drum up business.
Sure. Nice I like that attitude. Charisse.
I'm loving the weave, Charisse. Oh,
Charisse is a squirter, as we found out, but we move on. Although the grape soda now makes sense. We all like grape soda before you get your...
Yes, we do. Right.
He needs to sell his laptop. He's a bad man. All right. So this is Anne to me. I'm not going to keep silent if these effing people do not reply or are still hiding behind their mails. You can report them and they will 100% send to the court. 100%. We report them. They're going to court. You can report them to the head office of FBI in Brown Cotton. We'll be sent to the court. He is real.
Uh-huh.
See, oh, God almighty.
I know. Isn't that sad?
It is.
She still thinks he's real.
Yeah. CID is arresting criminal soldiers so you can report Parker Green and James Miller. Confirmed. They are real soldiers by CID. You can report them, too. Interpol Eric Bohr and Sarah Francois are real. If you report them, their accounts will be frozen, too. This is not a joke. She's dead serious about this.
Oh, boy.
After all we've read, all that she's read before we read.
This is like when Dorothy woke up on The Wizard of Oz, and you were there, and you were there, and you were there. And
like,
you were the Tin Man. Yeah, and I also took $3,000 from you. You need more oil.
If I only had money in my bank account.
Yeah.
You don't want to know what he did to you when you were out, Dorothy.
And your little dog, too. These people must be sent to jail. Well, there we agree.
Yeah.
Me and Miss Jackson agree. They took the money from the victims, but they do not take responsibility for what they said to the victims, or they do not explain the truth to the victims, the whole fees of the procedure. Remember, she still believes that in order to recover lost money to scammers, there's a fee system, and that these people who are legitimate in her mind, who work for these various agencies, are negligent in not telling them all these fees.
But here's the thing. Her whole thing is she's still in denial. She's coming to a realization, but she's in denial. Yes, she's been scammed. Yes, this is a reload thing. However, she hasn't come to terms that the people that are doing this are scammers. She's still under this delusion that these are real people doing wrong things.
Yes.
No, they're wrong people doing wrong things.
Yes.
She believes that they are corrupt officials, as opposed to be just being corrupt scammers.
Right, exactly.
As opposed to self-righteous scammers that you can really be proud of.
Yeah, right. Trust.
Yes, exactly. So, the way they do this is real like the scammers' ways. So it's not, she's comparing the two.
She doesn't realize there's no comparison because they're the same thing.
And Pip, not to interrupt, but last week we discussed that the patterns that Brown Cotton and these other folks are using with her are the same patterns that our scammers like Mavis and Agnes are doing practically out of the same playbook.
Yeah, yeah.
They are effing mafias. Please expose the truth because they must take responsibility. She wants me to go and expose the truth, which I believe we are doing.
Yes.
Then she goes in numerical order. They asked the victims to contact them and to open the case files. They said they can help the victims get money back. This is what these people... This is a reload scam.
Right.
Typical playbook. Sure, we can help you. We're the angels you've been looking for. And you're dealing with desperate people.
Yeah.
People that have lost everything, that are heartbroken, that probably aren't thinking straight at the moment. Their whole world has been turned upside down. She continues, after opening the case files, they asked the victims to pay for another fees, so-called funds transfer, even though they know the victims are broke. So it shows you how heartless they are.
That was the $200 last week.
And Jackson was saying, I have no more money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, oh, no, just $200.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
For the girl, Jennifer. It's fine.
The transfer fee, but this is not that same fee that the bank was saying that they needed to open an account.
This was just $200 because Jennifer, remember, she lost her money when she got hit by a car.
Oh, yes, that's right.
So,
to get hit like Yosemite Sam, walking around, bags of money. Ooh, you run me over, your varmints. Now I can't go pay a fee.
Okay. Thank you, Yosemite. I didn't see a Looney Tune couple strolling in, but
I didn't think
you did. Quarter after seven.
I didn't see him getting scammed.
You know what it is with Joe? You know what we need? We need like a splash zone, like he's Shamu. Joe's coming down. Back up, Pip. Take the equipment with you. Give Shamu a wide berth. He's going to make a mess.
When did this turn into Gallagher?
Well, Joe's got more of a career than that at this point.
Yes.
I think I do.
It's just in Gallagher's going to be at McGuire's this weekend.
Is he?
Probably. Talk to your boyfriend. He'll tell you. Let's see. After opening the case files, they asked the victims to pay for another fee, so-called funds transfer, even though they know the victims are broke. Then the funds will never get back. This is never-ending payment. They do not help the victims, but they create another debts from the victims. She's very lucid here.
Yeah.
She's dead on.
Yes.
She's got this point.
She got it. So it's like, now, why doesn't she wake up from this point on?
The light is on.
Yeah.
She doesn't wake up because she's still in denial that she was, you know, that these people are scammers.
Yes.
And the whole thing to admit, that's like a breakthrough thing to admit. I mean, the whole process she went through, it took time for her to admit. But to make that crossover that you were scammed again.
Yeah.
Very hard to do.
You weren't, you're not dealing with, you know, people that are up to no good. You know,
I think
Pippin
brought it up, too. Also, she's Japanese, part of the culture, very prideful.
Yes. Saving face is huge.
She goes, they will ask the victims to pay and pay for these effing legal procedures, but get no penny. These so-called authorities must be arrested with the real responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks they're separate.
Yeah.
So I write to her. I go, the names may be real, but the people you speak with are not them. You are talking to imposters. Will you still be sending women to Parker Green? Remember, she was going to hook up her friend with Parker Green. I'm like, no!
Right.
I go, they are scammers. If you do not give me their emails with the full heading, then I can't even begin to help to find where they are.
Yeah.
Because you can sometimes track, not always, sometimes track approximately where somebody is by the full heading on their emails. She goes on. She goes, here are the controversial issues. Scam is a criminal case and is not the same as the normal funds transfer because it is the government order. The funds will be granted by the high courts and the government. She's speaking from a position of authority.
Yeah, she sounds like she knows what she's talking about.
Right, so if you're a victim, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the victims need help from not only the Secret Services or Interpol, but also the bank lawyer who gets affidavit for the victim or opens the non-residential bank account in order to do the funds transfer. This is all stuff these scammers have put in. They're doing to her what we do to our scammers where we run them ragged.
And the sentence that should be following it, and make sure you check the legitimacy of the banker you're dealing with.
Yes.
And the legitimacy of the people you're dealing with, which she did not do.
Right.
In any way, shape, or form.
Nope.
It's not that we've seen thus far.
No, she's just buying this hook, line, and sinker.
Maybe this funds transfer is also involved in money laundering issues, so the victims may need to pay for the tax clearances. According to my consult to the international lawyer, it totally costs U.S. dollars $100,000.
Oh, my God.
Because the international lawyer will do the investigation.
Yeah.
Rent the court abroad, and the cost is very high. If the victims ask for help from the Secret Service or Interpol, it is cheaper. So it's like you can go either or. They got her coming and going.
You know, it's like, you know, if you consult the broker and you rent the room, and then maybe if you provide your own AV equipment, and, you know, if it's a BYOB or perhaps you partner up with a local liquor store, wait a minute. We're opening a club. You know, like, what is she doing? What is she? She's hiring a court. She's
here's the problem.
Paying lawyers.
Mm. Put yourself in a victim who's just recently been scammed.
Yes.
And you're reading this because she's talking in such an authoritative position. Go, oh, well, I guess that's what it is. I can't find anything about this online. She made videos. She seems to know what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Yeah,
that's the problem with her.
The Danish are feeling sad for her. They think that. You know, that how much time and trust Anne puts into these creeps is just really sad.
Well, that was not the case with people I was fighting with this week on the
internet.
Oh! Right. And a lot of, like
they
I
say
said,
she's disillusioned.
A lot of people in the chat, I think we swayed a lot of people in the chat. You brought the point up when we started this.
Well, I'm not, well, that's the thing. Well, I don't, I think their opinions have shifted. I haven't swayed anybody. I'm just reading what it is.
Well,
yeah. I'm presenting facts or evidence.
Right.
Basically, you know, my position I was feeling sympathy for her. At the beginning of this whole thing, mm-hmm. I was kind of like alone on that. And a lot of the chat, oh, Joe, how can you say that? What are you? No, don't try.
Yeah.
And now as you start to get the backstory and see this, this is a woman who's in denial. She's stating facts in an authoritative way. However, she's not putting things in there like I just said, like verify.
Right.
Verify.
Well, the other angle of this is maybe she's conning me. That's what some have said.
Well.
But my counter to that has been, okay. She'd have to be conning me. She'd have to be conning Joe and Pip. She'd have to be conning other people that spent a lot of time talking to her.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that I know that's currently doing it. But hold on, let me finish. So conning all other people that have spent a lot of time because they're kind of thing. And you'd also have to be she'd also have to be conning the most skeptical people.
Yeah.
The Den Pen, the Danish, who for a lot of them hated this person in the beginning. I got like chewed out and everything on it. So is it possible she's kind of, yeah, she'd have to be the mother of all scammers. And why doesn't she give me what I want and have these people contact me?
Yeah, exactly.
So go on and then
I would say if she's trying to con, I don't know if she's trying to con you. You've done so much homework on this that you're pointing out things, you know, verify this, verify that, that if she's trying to con you, it's like you're trying to con somebody that's got some smarts. You know, and
why wouldn't she give it up with me already? Just cut me off.
Because you brought
understand.
It up before. The Japanese culture is prime.
No, but what I'm saying is she was trying to con me.
Yeah.
I don't need this shit. Cut me off.
Why keep talking to you? Well, Lisa in the Den Pen said, that's a danger. She does sound like she knows what she's talking
that's
about.
That's why she's dangerous.
Yes, she is dangerous to noobs.
Which is
for noobies, right.
Well, that's what you're dealing with.
Yeah, you are.
But which is why... When I tell people about this, I don't ascribe motivation to her actions. I just tell people, stay away.
What she's doing.
Stay away. She's got bad information. You're not going to get any help there. Give her a wide berth. That's what I say. And that's what I try to tell other people to do. But then, you know, I'll get into it in a couple months, what happened this week.
Right. But, you know, without getting into too much detail, just if people are saying that to you, just say, make her verify the information.
Oh, no, I don't know. Don't even contact her. I'm past that. I'm like, don't even. I've read enough here to know she don't know what she's talking about. That's how confident I am. Mm-hmm. But we'll go on. That's just my opinion. What do I know? She goes, if the victims are dead broke, it's really hard to get the funds back because the victims need to pay the fees for all legal procedures. The hunters, the scam hunters, remember, they are also hunting her in her mind.
Yes.
Scam hunters do not have real common sense of this scam. This scam is criminal case, and the authorities do not have enough experience, and this is why people think of it as a scam. Her fallback position all the time is incompetence. Somebody else is incompetent. Never hers.
No.
Never. I did not know that. It's always incompetence.
Yes.
She goes, why do I say that Eric Bohr and Brown can't have responsibility? Because they should explain it well before the victims open the case files. Due to the funds transfer or the government order and so on. Due to the lack of well explanations, people think of it as a scam.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I want to say they are real, but the ways they do are not proper. Even they try to protect the victims scammed by the criminals who are maybe mafias or terrorists.
I'm sorry, can you read that again?
Yeah. It won't make any sense.
I'm like, huh? I know. I'm like, what? What?
I want to say they are real, but the ways they do are not proper. Even they try to protect the victims. I think what she's saying is they try to protect the victims, but they don't know what the hell they're doing, so they're kind of like
scammers. The way they go about things.
Yes. Yeah.
The way they go about things.
Their heart's in the right place. They're just really bad
at their job.
Like us.
Deb, just read the first portion of that, please.
It's only one sentence, Joe.
Then just read the first part of that sentence.
I want to say they are real.
Okay, stop. I want to say they are real. Is she denying that they're real?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she just went on saying that they were real, but they were corrupt. Are they real in her mind and corrupt, or are they not real?
And that's just she's real. She's waffling.
Am I imaginary? Is she waffling on
that's
that sentence?
That's why I'm confused.
Gavin?
She goes back and forth.
Yeah.
She goes, I CC these comments, carbon copy them, you know, on your email.
Yeah.
These comments to them, meaning these people, all these people that we've been talking about.
They know everything that you say back to her. Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
I see these. I kind of figured, but yay.
She's like the Barney Fife in Scamland. I see the mans. They ain't gonna know. Barney, why did you do that? Oh, mans, they ain't gonna read it, you know.
Stupid. You got Mr. Furley in there, too? Is he demanding the rent money, you ass? Is he knocking upstairs and the kids? He just wants to get another $200 for those kids? He goes on fire tonight. Look what happens when he makes a mess. He feels the need to atone.
Yes, I got to start under my cape.
This is how we keep Joe awake for the last portion of the show.
I spit up all over the joint. I'm like, oh, I got to
my Does baby feel better now that he spit up?
I wish that everybody could have had the visual of that, Joe.
I see these comments of them because this is what I see. Through and I do not lie. Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, Soldier Green, and Miller do pay lots of money for me, but I do not appreciate their help because they do not help me but destroy my life. So they've laid out money for me, but even with all that, I'm still mad because my life is ruined over there.
Has she seen that money?
Right.
I'm sure she has, Jeff.
Well, yeah. Has she seen that money? And has she seen that money? But she's not going to get it until she pays those fees.
She's saying they've laid out money for her for some of these fees.
They've sent her pictures of the money.
I don't know if they have, but that's what she's saying.
That's not that far-fetched.
I know. That's why I said it. That's stupid.
It's Canadian. That's why there's a thimble and a yellow.
Oh, colored money. Oh, very official.
Don't be racist.
Don't be racist.
What? Not...
Pip Helix, the most racist person on this show. Talk it again. I don't like that, miss.
I know. I'm sorry I talked about
Bring
the colored money.
Bring your racism someplace else, miss.
Like locked in a car where it belongs.
Right. With the Santa Claus doll on the back in the car. But box. The other shit. I don't, God knows what's in there. I took a peek at the brake.
The Tommy Llama had some advice on how to clean your car. Anyway.
Oh, God.
No, you should have asked Rabbi DeFinkel if you wanted to know his take.
Did it involve butane?
No. That is a start.
She continues, the internet users, all of us, also have responsibility. If the victims know that they are being scammed, they should know this is a criminal case. It is not like a normal case.
What do you mean like a normal? What
I like? I don't know.
You're a beaten man. Like,
I know. He's like
on. Like jaywalking.
Well,
I don't know.
It's the shit. I don't know. She's out of her mind.
I don't know. The hunters do not offer the right info. Again, I have the answer.
You know what this is like? This is like trying to decipher a Manson poem. Yeah. You
know? Helter skelter. She goes, as a victim with some experiences of doing funds transfer, I find that they do not learn a lot from my case. They are escaping because they make me broke. I did tell you all the truth here. Then finally she goes on, my true voices, and I like the fact that it's plural.
Yeah.
That might be the only on-point thing in this whole thing.
The two in my head.
I mean, it's sad to laugh at this, but we laugh at inappropriate things all the time.
I laugh at mental illness all the time.
Really, if you
I
can't
look in the mirror.
If you can't laugh at the mentally ill, kill yourself. Take that to the bank.
That's
right. Javin's Den.
Kill yourself.
Making sure they don't get on more important platforms every day. With stupid shit that the host says.
Hold on.
We're insensitive.
Let me number them.
She continues. Yeah, right? They are effing idiot and they are mafias. This is the truth. I do hate them a lot after knowing their real faces.
How does she know they're real? They're fake faces.
She don't know that.
She don't know that.
They wore masks the first time.
If these people do not reply to you or take any responsibility, I will expose more and more truth. The victims who paid the fees for the case files have the right to know the whole truth, but they did not offer the enough info on law enforcement, so the way they do is like scam. These people do not know the social responsibility since this is a criminal case. It is shameful of them to do such things to the victims. This is why I do not want to keep silent. I did make the video. Remember I told her to make that video where she said they're all scammers. She made it. This, not insult, but the truth. And then finally my response to her is, I need to see conversations between you and them with the official email addresses.
Yes.
If you can't show them, then that confirms it's a scam. I talk to officials every week, and it's always through official emails.
Yes.
I'm still trying to present proof to this lady.
You need to verify. You're not I'm speaking about her. You're not verifying.
Any thoughts before we move on to next?
Yes, you brought up the point where she sounds from a position of authority, where Pip brought up from somebody that is new to this.
Mm-hmm.
It is a position of authority where if you were just getting, you know, just been scammed, and then you would be into this hook, line, and sinker.
Sure.
And you don't know this other side of it where she's not verifying the people. She's sloppy.
Yeah.
She doesn't try to back up what is being said. And that's scary because more people are being lured into this.
Best case scenario? This is the blind leading the blind. That's the best case scenario.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario? It's pure evil. Although we don't seem to think that anymore.
I don't seem to feel that. I don't think that it's that she's pure evil. I think that she's really, really misguided. And she just...
She won't.
Won't
she
let go of
She has a superiority
it.
Thing.
Yeah.
Now, on that, if she was... I mean, personally, my personal opinion, if she was trying to scam somebody, she's done such sloppy work on the verification of the brown cotton... And the other folks in this, where if you went to check this out,
mm-hmm.
you know, you would find it. But a lot of people, sadly, wouldn't do that.
I think it goes.
And that's the sad part.
I think you're right. I think you go for the reason these people got scammed in the first place.
Yes.
Not so much on the verification.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you would like to think that, you know, fool me once. But, you know, this woman was held up in a position in this anti-scamming community. People are blown away by videos with soundtracks.
Yes.
You know, I guess Enya makes everything more important. I don't know.
It's fooled me once because the brain is focusing out on things. She's in a position of authority where she feels better that she's trying to help people.
Yes.
She's verifying. She also feels better because she's laying out how these people scammed her. Mm-hmm. The problem is that she's not verifying these people and she's insisting they're real because if she... I think it's a big psychological step to come to the realization that they're not real, and she hasn't come to that conclusion. The sad part of this is that people that are in her position as well, she's dragging along like the Pied Piper into something even more dismal.
Yep.
And that's a shame, and that's concerning. You know, let the buyer beware.
And we'll leave it there, because I think that's a good way to leave it. We'll continue with this next week.
Yeah.
Good stuff there, Joe. Good insight. Now we'll go to the Scamming the Scammer segment. Pip's favorite. Yeah. Whoa, whoa. Always and forever. Joe, give me that phone. My nose is out. Just like a dream to me.
That somehow. Is that a bone in your nose, or are you just happy to see me?
I still remember the first time Ryan Seacrest played it. So last week, I was talking to Mavis Mills, Dick Eldorado, Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado's estranged girlfriend.
Yes.
And
Joe is pouting.
I was talking to Mavis, and we did another game of Interrogate the Scammer, a favorite game here on the Dent. And because remember, there's these fake profiles that are linked to her and Belinda and everything.
Yeah.
And she had said that she made them. So we picked up there. And I said, and so she said she made them. And then she said she didn't make them. And then she made them. She didn't make them. Then I got to go buy.
She crumbled under the pressure.
She kind of melted.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
She wilted. She fell.
She smushed like a s'more.
Now, when I last spoke to my girlfriend,
yes,
Belinda, which was March 22nd.
Wow.
March 22nd, I had revealed to her that I had found a fake profile linked to her cousin, Ishmael.
Oh.
Remember this? You don't remember this?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember that, no.
Yes, yes. Remember I found the fake profile? I said, well, maybe the scammers have stolen it because it's your cousin's name, but it's this guy that all the scammers use. It's a very kind of... Right. I revealed that on the last show.
Okay.
So that was March 22nd. We pick up again. And then she had a... Then after a little bit, she wasn't feeling well, so she had to go.
Bye.
I was concerned. She goes, and I wrote her, remember, I wrote her a nice little story because I've been fighting with her and everything. She wanted me to write her a story, so I wrote her a story.
Yes.
March 26th. There's quite the absence. Belinda's gone for a while.
Wow.
Yeah. She's gone for a while.
Wait a minute. What's the time span between the two?
22nd.
Yeah.
To March 26th.
Wow.
Unlike Belinda.
No, very unlike.
They might be reforming the structure of this business venture. Let's see, shall we?
They were working on their mission statement.
They certainly were. March 26th. I go, hey, stranger. She goes, how are you doing? I go, okay, I was worried about you. She goes, thanks, but I'm okay. I go, you left me on Friday saying you were not feeling well, and then I never heard back from you. She goes, yeah, I was not feeling fine, but I'm well now. I go, is everything okay between us? She goes, yeah, but do you think there's something wrong with us, or you think I didn't come online because I was avoiding you? I go, I know you've been mad at me. I know I have caused unnecessary drama and stress. I know you've not invited me to your main page. Remember, I had found the other Facebook page.
Yes, with the family and stuff.
Mm-hmm. She goes, you have caused drama and stress. But what main page are you talking about?
Oh, God.
I go, Prisca Abbey, your local page, as you call it. She goes, well, I will invite you after the VidChat. I go, I wanted to talk to you about that. Why after? If you wish me out of your life, you can simply unfriend me. She goes, where's this coming from? You've been really pushing for this. If you want me out of your life, just say the word, and I'll be out of here. I go, no, it's quite the opposite. I still want to VidChat, but things have changed. For the better. Though I was feeling a bit better on Saturday, I still feel very positive about us. She goes, so what are you trying to say now? I go, okay.
What are you trying to say now?
I go, okay, I guess I'll lay it all out there. I am a bit hurt that you have never invited me to your Prisca page. It does hurt to see you add all those guys. I mean, I told you you would be better off with somebody in Ghana, but it does not mean it doesn't hurt to see. Just wish if that was your intention that you would tell me. I never heard from you in regards to my apology photo or even my little story that I made just for you. They were genuine attempts to heal some of the damage I did. She goes, I know, and I really appreciate your photo and the story, but I was quite hurt you calling the people I care about scammers. Just because I changed my identity once doesn't mean my family's a bunch of scammers.
Really? Your cousin Ishmael? Really? Really? Really?
The dude I saw on video chat?
Yeah. Yeah. Seems to be the family business.
Thanks, Rabbi. She goes, that really hurt me, but I forgave you, and I thought your intentions were good. But that was not the reason why I didn't come online. It was absolutely a different reason. She goes, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Kasha has to take her bath. That's the daughter.
Yeah, sure.
She goes, see you soon. Let's talk when I'm back. I go, okay. I go, you were online at some point. I want to talk to you about the family scamming thing. It is important, so come back, okay? It has made me realize something important.
I want to talk about this family business.
Sure, how can
I
get in?
How do I get in?
Yeah. I think I'll be good. I know I would be good at this
book. I know. I would
it's
roll.
A good thing I'm working for good instead of evil because I'd have all your monies. She goes, okay, well, we'll be back. She goes, okay. I go, okay, I see things differently now. Better. Clearer. She goes, okay. I go, it came from a very unlikely source. I ask when she'll be back. She says 30 minutes tops. I go, okay. I guess I will hop in the shower too. Listen, I am sorry. I do care about you. I'm trying to make this work.
She's going to speed bathe this kid. She's going to have...
It's 30 minutes! What the hell long does it take to wash a kid?
I don't know. I've never washed
one. Tub and then they want to play with the toy boat. And
it's
then,
30
know.
Minutes. Her man's on the phone. Right. Or on the email or Facebook. Facebook. She goes, okay, let's talk about when I'm back. I go, okay, see ya. I go, bye, see you in a bit. I go, would you prefer I call you Prisca or Belinda? She goes, any of them, because they are both my name. I go, I know, but which one is what those closest call you? She goes, Belinda. I go, as you wish. She's back. She wanted you want to talk about. I go, have you been adding guys so you can see somebody closer to home? She goes, no, I'm just adding them for adding them's sake. They sent me a request and I accepted. Don't even know them. Don't even talk to them. I talk to those I know already. Why are you worried? Why are you worried? I accepted their request. Because I have feelings for you. I see your friends list doubles in a few days with mostly single guys. And I'm not even on that page. What do you expect me to think?
Yeah, actually, really.
Right?
Yeah.
This is a bunch of bullshit right here.
I would be so pissed.
Fake Davin is not happy.
No.
Nor is real Davin, for that matter.
Well, real fake Pip is annoyed for fake Davin. I'm confused.
That's it's you know, it's like I say, up and down, up and down. One minute, oh, well, it could be love. If she's that much in love with you, why can't you go on that page and be friend on that page?
I don't know,
Charlie. And she's adding guys. And then she's sitting there that it's not a big deal. If it's not a big deal, why can't it be the front of the page?
Yeah.
Now, she might go in saying that she's special, he's special, and he doesn't, you know, he doesn't want to be one of the ones that are lopped in there because what we have is special. Oh, horseshit, of course. But
yeah.
Nobody can feel that way about him. So I go. This works out badly for me in these stories.
this segment, yes.
Yeah, most
things aren't
is.
That good.
No, these are not good.
I mean, things have been going pretty good for the past month.
Fake Davin's not pleased. What will Fake Davin do? I go, because I have feelings for you. I see your friends list double in a few days with mostly single guys.
Double with single guys. I'm just going to sit there and go, oh, what are you going to let me go? Really? Really?
I go, what do you expect me to think? She goes, don't think anything, because I'm not planning on talking to any of them. I go, okay, I believe you. Like a typical Mugu would say. Like a typical victim would say.
Oh, yeah.
How come you've not been talking to me for the past few days?
Yeah, where'd you go for 4 days?
She goes, I didn't have money for airtime. I used a little I had on me for things for Kasha and her food. Also for her medicine and other things. Did you think I was avoiding you? I kind of thought you were leaving me. You were mad at me. I saw your activity on your page. You never invited me to the page. Where is where you have your loved ones, and you were not around. I didn't contact you because I figured you were moving on. And in my heart, though, I wish it's not to be the case. I thought you were better off without me. She goes, so is that another way of saying I should leave? I go, I told you last week you're better off without me. You did not want to leave me. I am happy to have you as mine. Selfishly, I want you. She goes, I'm happy to hear that. I go, okay. So I guess I should tell you a bit of what's been going on and how my attitude has changed and what caused it. You ready,
yeah.
Pip?
Yeah, I'm braced.
She goes, okay, I'm all ears. Hope it's not stressful this time. You following the plot, sister? It ain't going to be sunshine and roses. She goes, okay, I hope it's not stressful this time. I go, the thing with Ishmael is something I have known about for some time.
Oh, boy.
I've been working to get answers. Who did it? Did he do it or was he just being used by a scammer? I wanted to talk to you about this on the vid chat because I knew it would get heated between us, which it did. I was not accusing Ishmael. After talking with you, I believe it is a case where his name was taken, as was yours, and Agnes, etc.
More Kool-Aid, sir?
No thanks, I've had a gallon.
So as I told you, the FBI has taken an interest in me.
Oh, boy.
When you travel to
Name is Brown Cotton.
And he's as real as this is. When you travel to foreign countries alone, you show up on federal radar, which is true. Add my work, which you have not known trying to get down to these scamming problems, and you have somebody they want to get to know.
Oh.
Well, the FBI has a way of finding you whether you want to be found. I was coming home Saturday night after my show and filled up my car with gas, which is where they appeared and clarified what before was just an interest, and now it was more they want from me.
Oh, so you're saying that they were at the gas station when you were filling up your car?
I am indeed.
Oh.
They're the FBI. They have ways of knowing.
Oh, that's creepy.
I had to send a fee for the conversation, but it worked out fine.
Stupid's gassing up.
I know.
His devil's jacket on. There's a gun car across the street. There he is.
Couple of guys come
Stupid
over.
Stupid cowboy hat on. Yeah.
Couple guys come over in shades at night.
Yeah. Didn't know Yosemite Sam was a Ranger. Devil's fan. All right, go get him.
Now he's fuck off. Varmint.
That's great.
Anyway, so you distracted.
Sorry.
So they appear and clarified what before was just an interest, and now it was more they want from me. She goes, "Who is that person?" I go, "They told me they know all about you. About us." At first, it was like a kick in the gut, because I've spent months hiding us for self-preservation. Then I go, "Which person?" I go, "I get really white and scared." Then I felt relief. It felt good for somebody to know about what we have. They asked me all about you. I told them everything I know. Everything you told me. Everything.
I'm getting scared and I'm not even involved in this and this is fake. Remember, and I'm like, I'm creepy.
Remember, I've got a real phone number. Yeah. I got a real name. I got a real address.
But yes.
With the FBI and if they're savvy, the way the FBI has been handling these crimes, it seems like they could care less about it. So if she's savvy to what's going on here in the States and the regard for these scams, she might go, "That's nice, you know, the FBI. Who is this, Edgar Hoover?" You know, and I'm not saying it in a facetious
FBI's
manner.
FBI's a red flag for them, unless they're playing the part. Because, you know, on occasion, the FBI does work with these other countries and things get done.
Okay.
I go, "They would find out anyway, but I thought it better I told them."
I totally gave you up, honey.
They asked me if I trust you. I told them I trust you with my life. Because remember last week when I was going after her with this thing, I go, "You need to tell me because if you don't, I might die." Mm. Do you remember that now?
Oh, yeah.
You remember what I was telling about the FBI?
Yeah.
Like, I can protect you, but you need to tell me everything. My life is at risk here.
Yeah. Lisa says, "There's surveillance fees."
Funny. Funny, Lisa.
Lisa for the win.
Funny.
Trucker Tom says, "He gets really white." Well, no shit.
Lisa for the win.
Yes. Started at $200, she says.
They asked me if I trust you. I told them I trust you with my life. They said that is exactly what you are doing. If she blabs or blows this, it is your ass that goes down. I told them I'm not worried in the slightest, and I meant it. I'm finally there. I finally realize you have told me all. I finally realize you're not keeping anything from me. I finally realized you love me. I finally realized that I love you more than I could imagine. I trust you. I finally trust you.
Oh, God. Sally Field here.
Which is what she's been waiting for. Which is what every scammer's waits for.
Yeah.
I've just gone going kicking and screaming into the night, not wanting to trust, not wanting to believe that this is all for reals. But now, I do.
You just fell over in the halo.
Oh, yeah. She's got a personal page loaded up with guys that you can't go to. I trust you. Oh, boy,
yeah,
this guy's
sucker.
A piece of work.
Me?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you what I mean. You trust her, you love her. Meanwhile, she's got a personal page filled with all these random guys that she
I also
has.
Know black magic, you asshole. I also know killers and rape porn. And now I'm working with the FBI. You have any other questions about my integrity?
Tom says he just went
no,
from...
No, I have it about your common sense.
All right. Well, that goes without saying I'm a maroon.
Well, Tom says he just went from King Davin to Davin the Narc.
Yeah. Fabo.
I go, the best part is the FBI helps those who help them.
Oh.
If I can help them get them the results they have not been able to get. If I can be a tool in their toolbox. Shut up, Joe. If I can be a tool.
Here, boy.
It's the Jewish dildo. Yeah. If I can be a tool in their toolbox, I'll be rewarded money compensation. I'll be able to come to Ghana, Maybe even bring you and Kasha back with me. Finally, a bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
That's a double-edged sword.
It certainly is, Joseph.
It does, and
that's a double-edged sword. What do you do?
But he sounds like such a rube. Like, if she's on the other end going, can he really be this stupid thinking that he's going to get money?
Yeah, but
here's
the brilliance, though. Yeah. Can he be this stupid, but he's going to get money.
He's going to get money.
That means that I can pocket some of this dough. You know, it's
who do I have to give up to him to get some of this money?
Yes.
So now I'm putting her in the position of turning on some people.
Yeah.
So I can get some real answers and actually report them to the real authorities, not Brown Cotton.
Not Brown.
Wouldn't it be funny if she said that?
I have a guy.
I got a guy.
So what do you think of that?
I think that that's a brilliant scheme.
Finally, a bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
There's a lot of things to think about on her end. A lot of things to think about.
Yeah.
On that, you know? Maybe she could drop dime on somebody that died. Well, you know, maybe died or not scamming anymore. Or was, you know, and use the... You look like the Virgin Mary bundled up like that. What are you doing?
Don't be deceived.
Little Red Riding Pip.
I'm wearing a blanket coat.
Hey,
it's
you got a basket
chilly.
Of kittens there, Little Red Riding Pip. And what's all that other shit you got in there? Oh, yeah, Santa Claus.
It's a U-Haul to Grandma's House Me Go.
Yeah. Santa Claus candles. What the hell? Hey, I'm the big bad wolf. I'm the big, like, confused wolf. I don't know what the hell to do with you.
Eat yourself. There's too much shit to lift.
Yeah, really.
Eat yourself. If he could, he would.
Back to the nonsense at hand.
Yes,
okay.
Little distraction. All right, so back to business.
Back to serious shenanigans.
Back to business.
The chat says, as the scam turns.
As the scam.
It's been like that
forever.
Yeah.
Though. Best bit in radio.
Yes.
Then I go, you there? I got quiet. She goes, yeah, I'm here. I was listening to you. So in short, what are you trying to say? I go, how come you do not understand me? It's all there. What do you not understand? She goes, I mean, now what do they really want from you? And how do I come in?
Atta girl.
I go, they want me to do what I've been doing and find the scammers and take them down.
Ah.
Because, again, we're playing this angle. I know what bad people do. You're not a bad person. Kind of like Anne.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like Anne, if you think about it. But this is way before I knew about Anne
Jackson. Yeah, but you know what? She didn't shit her pants the way Mavis did when you mentioned the black magic and stuff like
that. Well, she might have spoken Mavis.
Mm-hmm.
I go, now I just have government backup. It does not affect you at all. Nothing changes. Like I said, they know about you, but I've told them everything. They have no reason to bother you because you've been honest with me and caused no real harm.
My sweet innocent Petunia.
They have operatives over in Africa working with the local government. I've known this for a while. I was not supposed to know, but it's why I told you to tell anybody you know who is scamming to knock it off.
Yeah.
What it means for us is I'm finally there. I'm finally not looking back with you, but only ahead. She goes, wow, it's been a while since I heard such good news. I smile. I go, I'm sorry, babe. This whole thing's been hard on us. Finally, maybe things are looking up. Finally, I'm at a place emotionally where I am just like, yeah, this is my girl, and she is my back, and I have hers. Smiley face. So when we vidchat soon, it'll be very good and fun. Just you and me, though, okay? We never had that. She goes, okay, that's nice. I'm really happy.
Huh.
She smiles. And it's a smiley emoticon, so it's sincere. I go, good.
I always mean the smiles I put on my emoticons.
You know, you're like an orangutan with a sniper rifle.
You're the monkey on this show. We've established this.
No, but you're like
I'm not a primate like you.
Yeah, but, you know, it's gonna, like you're an orangutan with a sniper rifle. It's dangerous, but chances are he's going to eat the stock.
You're going to eat the what?
Eat the stock of the gun. You'll eat, like, snack on it. Because... Because the thing
I don't think I like that at all.
But the thing,
I'm throwing my feces at you now.
Right. The thing about it is you're just, well, I've got this, I got... But I love you, babe. And I trust
which
you.
Is what she, which is what she's been longing to hear.
Yeah.
Because that means I'm all in.
Yeah.
Which is what every scammer wants.
Yeah.
She hasn't gotten all in since she was Agnes.
No, she hasn't gotten that in a long time.
Yeah. She's got it back, though.
Yeah.
Sure. I go, good. So tell those African boys to bugger off.
Bugger off.
Get fucking lost. Bugger off. It's British. Remember, she originally came from Britain, even though she didn't.
She's supposed to understand that.
Yeah.
Got to work with the illusion.
Sure. She goes, there aren't any, but we'll tell them once they come around. I go, good deal. If I can prove my worth, stay clean and honest with the FBI, and track some scammers, everything will be great. One of my goals is to get to the bottom of the Ishmael Abbey fake profile. That is for you, my love.
What do you mean? For her, you're doing this for her?
Yes, because she was very concerned. Who would take her cousin's name and use his fake profile? How could this be done? And now I'm telling her I'm on the case.
But with the FBI.
Yeah, with the FBI. So a little bit of scale, like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
But and the thing is, too, it's like, you ever set a fire in the woods when you were a kid?
No.
Mom, boring kid you were.
No, I saw Smokey the Bear and I listened.
We saw Smokey the Bear and told him to go to hell. We're going to play with matches on a mattress. So, and you would set the mattress on fire and you would run and, you know, they would put the fire department would come out. Hey, you kids, do you see who did it? Yeah, they were the big kids that did that. Well, we're going to find those big kids, you know, when it's you. You know, it's like, nah, don't bother. You know?
So, so you don't even run.
So it's like with him over here, I'm going to find out who did it. I go, don't worry about it, Chief. It's okay. You'll, you know.
Well, he's going to be searching. Well, she's going to help him search. She was helping OJ find the real killer.
Yes, right. Exactly.
you don't believe her. I believe her. She goes, thanks, hon. I go, welcome. So what'd you think of that lousy picture I sent you? She goes, haven't looked at it yet. We'll try and check it tomorrow. I go, okay. I go, did you like the story I made for you? She goes, yeah, it was interesting, but didn't make me go to sleep. Son, she's a literary critic
too,
now.
I know.
Too easy.
Yeah. Like I didn't know this was coming up.
Too easy.
I go, what type of story would make you sleep? I'm not used to writing things that put people to sleep.
You should get them horny. White rooms, white beds.
Yeah. Cream filling. Mm.
Tilt-a-whirls.
Sure. That's what I write. I write them to make them laugh or to get them off.
I write the porn that makes the whole world jerk. I write the songs that make the young girls twerk.
It's Barry Manilow.
Yes, Barry Manilow.
She goes, well, you tried. It was really interesting. I go, yep. I do not think you liked it. I go, I'm sorry, babe. I think I should stick to making you laugh or getting you horny.
Mm. Listen, your boyfriend sends you a picture. You open it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really weird. It's like, oh, I'll get to looking at it.
That's a good point. Mm. She goes, okay, but how have you been doing since my absence? I go, what do you mean? She goes, what have you been doing since I wasn't here? I go, working in comedy and doing stuff in regards to scammers and Ishmael's fake profile. While you're talking to other guys, I'm working to out your cousin.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Can't really talk about that stuff. I will tell you when the profile comes down. What have you been doing? Did you miss me? She goes, yeah, that's why I'm back here. Tell me, what is the full name of the page you were talking about? So I sent her the link.
She can't drop it.
I sent her the link. We'll check it out. She goes, we'll check it out tomorrow. Can't now. I go, okay. It's like I said, the guy's picture's all over the internet. Somebody stole his picture, and now everybody uses it. Kind of like Julie Love. I just need to find out who is behind it. Think they are linked to Mavis/Belinda fake profiles.
Mmm.
She goes, okay. I go, so I will be invited to your Prisca page, or am I still to be isolated like a virus?
Steve Adani's been making these little icons, these little pictures, and putting them in the den pen, and one of them says, quarantined private. So I think that's you.
What?
You're quarantined.
Oh.
From the page.
Well, it's like real life. Nobody wants me around. But Belinda says, no, I'll be invited. I go, and we dance! And a bunch of exclamation points. She goes, do you know how to dance? I go, I think we've been over this.
Primate. Oh.
She goes, okay, but do you know how to dance Azonto?
Azonto?
Azonto. I go, I need to reboot the computer. Be back in a minute. I do not even know what that is. Can you explain it? Can you show me?
I think she meant dance horizontal.
Can we do it together?
Azonto.
Azonto. Not Tonto. She goes, okay. Azonto. Then she tells me to find it on YouTube. I go, I'll be right back. I go, then explain Zonto. I go, and you owe me something which has not been forgotten. Okay, is it sexy? I'm asking about the dance. She goes, it's a Ghanaian dance. It's really interesting. I go, you trying to make me a Ghanaian? She goes, very LOL, maybe. I go, Americans are no good for you anymore? She goes, I'm no racist. Have to eat. See you when I'm done.
Whoop. Wow.
I go, okay, that was out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Do you wish I had more Ghanaian tendencies? She goes, I like you just the way you are. Stupid and dangerous.
Don't go changing when I go to scam you. I want to empty your bank accounts.
Although we've got no indication in quite some time. We've given her opportunities to ask for money, and she has not, Joe.
Yeah.
Well, that's the confusing part. I mean, what's her incentive? I mean, if I would have got out of Dodge right in those sentences where she's, you're looking into find out who Ishmael is and what's going on there. You're working with the FBI. You're going to get these scammers. If you're a scammer, why would you stick around?
I don't understand the whole end game here, really. Because it just seems, I mean, although, you know, other people that have been in the chat room have said that, you know, they've been, you know, scamming scammers for a long time. And some of them have gone like 2 years and not said anything about money. And she's like,
yeah, but she's already, Belinda's already opened that. She's
she's gone there, but now she didn't go back to it.
But she hasn't been that aggressive about it lately.
No, no, it's true.
You know?
But remember, I'm eating up a lot of time and money.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
And you just answered one of my questions. Why? Why would they deal with you?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I mean, if you're
ask yourself that same question often.
But it's like you want to get into a club, or you want to have your business go to a club or a restaurant, and they keep giving you the runaround. Blah blah blah. You know, what's your incentive to keep going?
We want the work, want the money.
Oh, by the way, Trekker Tom says, he goes, okay, so he's saying he's working on outing Ishmael's profile, and then he says he'll tell us when it goes down, but I get blasted for talking about protein. Yes, you do.
Yeah, because I'm talking to a girl, stupid.
Really?
Yeah, he's talking about how much protein he can put in his stupid gut. That doesn't deserve a Rod Stewart comment? That was the pre-show, Joe.
But he was too young to know that what the Rod Stewart comment was about. He didn't know that story.
Bon Jovi for you, Tom.
Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
They take the urban legend and they move it a generation.
That's right.
Yeah.
Really?
Al Jolson went to the hospital the other day when they pumped out 5 quarts of lemon stomach.
Mozart went to the hospital.
Da Vinci.
Artists have been swallowing jizz since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Joe will not swallow. He's anti-swallow, as we've established.
Right.
No, as we've established that.
I've got
Joe
scruples.
Is pro-spit.
Yes. Yes.
Joe will suck a cock. He just won't swallow. And he wants everybody to know.
Stupid long day.
I go, somehow I think you would change a few things about me. Laugh. I go, then I tell him, I'm looking on YouTube. She says, bye. I go, love, I can do the Isanto. It is not a sexy dance, though. It is a type of dance that you could see at a wedding, like the electric slide or the chicken dance or Macarena. But I'll pay homage to my Ghanaian girlfriend and Isanto. She laughs. She goes, do you see it on YouTube? I go, no, I had some Ghanaians come over and show me. Stupid. What? You seem surprised that I would snap at her.
It's just like, stupid. It's like, oh, now she's sixth, Mike. Oh, cute.
How many mics does this stupid show need? It's like the Watson and Watching show. 10 mics.
I know.
She goes, I see. Are you there? I go, I am indeed. She asks if I'm busy. I go, nope, just here for you, my dear. She goes, okay. I tell her, I go, you still need to blow my mind with a little devil face. She goes, when I remember that, I remember the disappointment. Remember, that was the day when we were supposed to video chat and the daughter, and I couldn't video chat. I go, oh, that was before the disappointment. She goes, I know, but I still remember. Will you be going out? I go, comics are coming over to write. It's Tuesday. It's show night. She goes, okay, but do they normally come to your place to write?
Yes.
Yes.
Then she asks, how many of them? I go, two. She goes, are you close to those guys? I go, are you guys close? I go, close to what? Are you close with the two guys? I go, close enough, yes. So you will not be blowing my mind in the near future? She goes, in the near future, yeah. I go, okay, babe. She goes, is your wife and kid there? I go, yeah, but it's not with me where I am. But not with me where... She goes, where are you and where are they? I go, I'm downstairs by my computer so I can write. And she goes, and they are upstairs? Yes, love. She's getting the layout of her new house.
Yeah, really. It's like, do you want blueprints? I can send you a PDF.
I tell her my kid's been sick. I ask her about her daughter's mouth. Remember the falling of the teeth, the falling out.
Mm-hmm.
She got some medicine for her, so I think she will get better. She asks what's wrong with my kid. Fever. Asks if I took her to the hospital. I go, no, this is tied into the stomach issue she apparently had going around. First comic is here. Will you be around tomorrow? It's Pip.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
She asks if she's taken any drugs. I go, ibuprofen, Tylenol, reduce the fever.
I think it's really personal. Oh, my God. Oh, she's talking about your daughter.
Has
okay.
the doctor come over and played the tom-toms?
Yeah, really.
I got that big spooky face. Obamacare, only do one dance. Only covered one dance. Booga booga dance not covered. No scare spirit on that one.
Oh, my God. Like
you have
dance.
Existing. You have existing spirit. No scare. Need other dance. No mask. Hungo, hungo, hungo. All done.
20% you dance.
Yeah, 20% you dance.
I ask her where she's going to be tomorrow. She goes home, but I don't know if I would get money for airtime tomorrow.
Ah.
Yeah, but primed again, I guess.
Well, all of a sudden, airtime seems to be at a premium.
Well, I am using a lot of it.
Rich boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. She goes, I understand. I go, well, will I be joining the people who is on the zone? She goes, you have to learn it first. I go, before you invite me? Boo to you! She goes, boo to you too.
Boo to you doo-doo.
She goes, no, you were. I go, no, you're denying me. She goes, I'm not denying you. I will invite you. I go, okay. I go, only if you want to. She goes, I will very soon. Okay. Need to get me a little better. I go, need to get to me a little better, I guess. I don't know what the hell I was trying to say. She laughs. I go, maybe I need a tan. She goes, I guess you have to tend to guests, so see you later then. I go, okay. One thing, why'd you go online yesterday and not drop me a note?
Oh, stalker.
Yes, I am. Well, no, because I used to see her pop up in the thing.
Sure.
She goes, didn't have enough airtime. I go, okay. She goes, see you tomorrow then. I go, okay, are you feeling better about us now? She goes, yes. I go, nice for me not to screw things up for a change. So I tell him I'm being rude to my guests. I tell her to have a great night's sleep and a great tomorrow. She says, same to me. Thanks, babe. She says, bye. I go, bye.
Did you
she goes,
tell
bye.
Her, did you tell her that your guests are used to you being rude to them?
Yes, but she doesn't know. She doesn't know why I'm rude to them.
No.
She doesn't listen to the show.
Thank God.
Yeah. You sure?
I go, big kiss. I go, and I grabbed your butt, too. Little devil horns. She goes, same to you. I go, you grab my butt, and we're out.
Bye.
All right, so what do we think? What's our takeaway before we get out of here?
She did not seem to completely freaked out about your FBI claims and that you were going to look into Ishmael.
She should have.
And I thought that she should have freaked out, you know, yeah. Or at least seemed a little more rattled.
Unless she's got nothing to hide. And then, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I think she's got something to hide.
Oh, no, Joe!
Yes, Davin. Yes.
Joe, you're untrustworthy.
Yes,
trusting.
I am. Untrusting.
I'll have you talk to Miss Jackson. She'll explain how things work.
Yeah, well, yes.
If she's nasty.
She did. She just explained who she should check on.
But the thing about it is, like I was saying before, I don't think maybe in their operations, the FBI has proven not to be that effective on stopping them. And I'm just saying, I'm assuming this. And she's like, all right, go the FBI, whatever.
From what I was told when you mentioned FBI after the fact, I was told they kind of get nervous.
Oh, really? Huh.
She did want the link.
She did want to say, what are you talking about? Which was good, but she didn't get rattled enough. I mean, I was impressed by that. Like, she was like, oh, yeah, what are you looking at exactly?
She's a cool customer.
But the thing about it is that her, you know, her personal site, she's like, well, I really don't want to go on a personal site, really. You know, and I really don't interact with people. And then you go to a personal site, and It's Raining Men should be playing as you go on. if this is a relationship, really?
It is disturbing. Yeah. I was upset by this.
It's Raining Men. Yeah.
No, it's a little bit of bullshit right there. You're adding all these dudes on your real site, and I'm isolated over here?
I would be pissed.
I was not happy.
Yeah, if Mr. Helix, well, you know, we're all married.
Mr. Helix was in Ghana?
But if Mr. Helix was in Ghana and he had another site that I wasn't allowed to chat on, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah.
But there's obviously a good reason why she don't want me there.
Oh, yeah.
I could be a bit of a troublemaker, I suppose.
You think?
I could scare away other victims.
Totally. You could scare away.
Because of my jealousy.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe by doing this after the video chat, she figures, well, you'll believe that she's real and she's there. And maybe we won't go there.
It's possible. Good
yeah, it's complete horseshit that she's saying, oh, I don't even talk to these guys. I don't even know who they are. They just friend me. I never talk to them. Uh-huh. Tell me another one.
If you weren't interested in them, you wouldn't have accepted their request. And you wouldn't have added them. I mean, what is she,
friendly gal, Joe.
A friendly gal. Unless she's promoting gigs or she's an entertainer.
She might be.
You know. I mean, when you're in a detainee, you accept everybody. You know,
I do. I do, which is really dangerous, I mean, considering the element I deal with.
Well, right. I've been a little cautious myself, but I see some names, you know. But
big fan of your work.
Yeah. You know, I mean, as an entertainer, you accept everybody, but she's not an entertainer.
Right.
You know, so, and she's, well, and she's a scammer. That's why she's accepting all these guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, she is an entertainer. She's on our show regularly.
She's a star.
Yes.
I love her work. I don't know. I think we've introduced another element to stuff to give her pause. The FBI and I are now working together.
That would be a very dangerous combo.
It most certainly would. Oh, I do work with the Pentagon, so, and that's for real. And this is way before that.
But the thing that's perplexing about it
that
is
they would talk to me. I agree.
No, but if they were they're working with the FBI and they want to try to expose them, why would you stick around?
Her, right?
Her, yes, yes.
It's time to cut bait because you don't know. There might be a chance. It's time to, you haven't gotten money out of me. It's not like you're constantly, you're currently, it's worth the risk.
And another thing is, let's say, well, we're in love or she wants to take her money. Every time you're getting in touch with her, it's like getting on the witness stand. You know what I'm saying? Well, it's true. And why would anybody want to put up with that?
Ask my wife.
I guess. But you know what I'm saying, Pip? I mean, why would anybody want, why would any rational person, even if they're trying to finagle you out of money, why would you even want to deal with it? I'm going to somebody else. That's what makes where the intrigue comes in.
Yes, it is. But it's like, I don't think that, I mean, I guess I'm not made out to be a scammer like her because I would just
thank
be so.
Goodness.
I know. I'd just be so exhausted from this. I'm like, you know what? I was faking you out, but you're just so annoying. Bye.
All right, just drop
it. You
know?
Yeah.
Bye,
just,
see you later.
Yeah, just go.
You know,
it's just go because, yeah, I mean, there's just so much work for on fake Davin.
Right now, you can
he's
say,
such a handful.
Right now, what I've been saying is like, well, there's the human element, but you know what? Now they're dragging the FBI in and they're investigating Ishmael, who's my work partner. You know,
yeah,
and all this other stuff. I don't need this to affect my job. I don't need this to affect my scamming thing. You know, I would move on.
Anything.
So it's interesting why they're still there.
Well, Lisa says she's going for a bigger payout, but she has feelings for fake Davin.
Now, Lisa.
Ah, oh, atta girl, Lisa.
That's what Lisa says.
Atta girl, Lisa. See?
Well, the
fake Davin is very engaging.
But here's the deal, Lisa. If she has feelings for Davin.
Fake
then
Davin.
A fake Davin.
Nobody loves real Davin.
Fake Davin. Is
Boo, hiss.
Right. Indeed.
Is it worth the risk of him bringing the FBI in to investigate everything going on in her immediate world?
But if she can stay one step ahead of me, I'm getting that money and we can be together. If she can just stay one step ahead of me in the FBI.
Sometimes these scammers, at least on the Lifetime Network for women.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Meredith Baxter Burney?
Yeah. And men come in with roses and whisk them off to, you know,
and then beat the crap out of them.
Bad men. Bad men.
I got two roses, and we're going to an exotic place. Let me just show you the trunk first. That's where the roses are.
I know. It's just, it's also ridiculous. But those people on those in those movies are all just like so psychotic and so driven and single-minded. They just keep going no matter how close they are to being caught because they just think, I'll never be caught. And we'll go off together and we'll live in the attic together forever. Ah! You know, I mean, I don't think that she's psychotic, but I think that she is single-minded and probably just full of herself or the people that she works with are full of themselves enough that they don't think that they will be caught.
Do you think that the whole thing on their end, they get caught? Hey. Along the lines of what you were saying.
Hey, good news. From Rob from Clutch and Wiggle, we're doing very well tonight. We are kicking ass. A whole bunch of live listeners on CWE Radio. Well,
yay!
Thank you, Rob.
Much.
Thank you all you folks listening on Clutch and Wiggle. We appreciate you guys listening.
Clutch
now,
and Wiggle. Hear us jiggle.
Yeah.
Wait, you can hear that?
Yes. It's very sloppy.
Hold on. Let me tone it up a little. Jiggle.
Hold on. Joe has a lucid point about my bullshit.
Yes.
Do you think on their end, that they get caught up in it in a sense like Ann Jackson does? And Ann Jackson on their end.
Huh? I'm confused. What do you mean?
Just caught up in the lies and stuff like that. Where they're not rational.
No!
Oh.
No! I don't think so.
They're human beings. They, even though they're scammers and they're evil,
they're human beings. I think they might get caught up in the emotions and start to feel emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I You know, because there's no possibility to them. There's no possibility that any of this is a lie. We've talked about
but
to them.
But they're working up a story. I mean,
them, it's all real.
That's the thing. They're working in a story, and it's
because
and
in their
and
world,
I'm a scammer. But I am Belinda. I do have this. I have, and I get caught up in it. And this,
they believe their own lies.
And
is
the
what
FBI.
You're saying?
So he's going to call the FBI. I want this, you know, or maybe she's in that way where. She may, if she's a real person, she sees the FBI. I don't
person,
care.
I see her.
And just going, blindly on, even with the FBI, you know?
Well, Lisa is in the chat says that maybe she doesn't believe Davin is working with the FBI, Joe. Maybe she doesn't believe
that. She's never caught me in a lie before. Every time she's ever had a question, I've had a better answer.
I know you do. But I mean, that's her supposition that maybe she's not buying this, that you're really with the FBI. But Lisa, she believes everything Davin says, apparently.
Belinda would call me on it.
Yeah, she would.
She don't put up with my shit. She's not like your scammer that'll pout of your ass. This one's like the Joe Curry version of like female scammers. She wants to knock me down and call me on some bullshit.
Yeah.
She will do that.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
It, you know, and the thing about it is that, but
I'm not elderly.
But every time you're getting on there with it, now, like I said, it's like being on the witness stand. Who needs that?
I know.
I've got to look into this. I got this. I got General McIvey. There's a bird flying around your window with binoculars on. I mean, I don't need this shit.
Well, that guy was that guy was freaked out and annoyed. But Tom says two funny things. She says they're like redneck wrestling fans. It's still real to me.
It's still real to me, damn it.
They're believing the gimmick.
Yes.
This is kayfabe, baby. We're not breaking kayfabe. I don't break kayfabe on this show.
I want to thank all of you for all what you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it. All right, brother, calm down.
Trucker Tom also says, regarding the Clutch and Wiggle news, he goes, now the bad news, they're all from Ghana.
There you go, Tom, at the bell. Way to go, buddy. Tom gets the last word.
Yay.
On the show. Very well, Tom. Let's thank some folks.
Yes,
tonight.
Please.
Let's thank some people that allow this to continue.
Silly bastards.
Success Martial Arts. Joe, you weren't here at the beginning of the show, but my little girl, as you saw on Facebook, she just...
got the brown belt.
Right? I got the brown belt, and that's a Success Martial Arts.
What an achievement for a little girl.
It really is. It'd be an achievement for me.
Yeah, it's an achievement.
For a big girl.
That's amazing.
So, Sensei Fredico does a great job there, and his instructors are great. So I recommend them. I mean, I've been going there about 3 years now. 3 years, something like that.
It's
so sweet to see a little girl coloring when you walk in that you know that could snap your arm like a twig.
I know.
You forget it.
It's funny you say that because I told Davin, I'm really glad she doesn't kick my ass when I come over here. Mm.
All right. So, like I said, go to Success Martial Arts. If you live in the Orange County, they're in Goshen. You could do it together as a family. There's actually families that have graduated together, like the different belt levels. It's actually pretty cool to watch.
Yeah.
Or you could do it by yourself. My kid is. She wanted me to join, but I didn't. So whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call, 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. And their website is smacenters.com. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, and we had a story earlier, Joe, where I was in the mood for great Italian food.
And didn't get it.
Yeah, we were celebrating. That's what happened. We were celebrating an accomplishment by my wife, and we went out.
Right.
Meatballs should not be small, white, and have spinach in them. Yuck.
Yeah.
Thank God you didn't drop that shit on me.
Yeah. Joe made the, ooh, that's something I wouldn't
eat. Slop got scruples.
Standards was the word you're looking for. You're a moron, but you can still come at me, baby.
Because I have no scruples.
9:45 and I've been up since 4:30.
Nobody cares. Here's a little violin. I'm a sock, so it's hard to play. And I'm kind of sticking together.
And I'm a sock that always knows how long you've been up. Ha ha!
Oh, it's my long lost twin! Rainy jizz to sock!
Hi there, Luffy!
Do you spit like our master?
I gobble it all down!
Nobody likes a spitting jizz sock! Kind of defeats the purpose! Yeah, and gets all over me, too!
I gotta tell you, this time of night you do that, I laugh like I'm on a little yellow bus.
I think we're all on messenger or something.
Stupid show.
Stupid,
stupid show.
You just hit me. It's like, I am being, I can't. So I'm like, you just slop towel.
He turns into Herman Munster.
Oh, well, hey, Grandpa, where's my slop towel?
Could you imagine the amount of jizz that Herman Munster will want? Because he's like built from all these different men.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
You are talking a tsunami of cum.
Marilyn, get the mop, dear. What happened, Hyman? I got potion all over Lily.
I'm tapping out. It's too much.
Oh, yeah.
Just open those stairs. I'll put it all down there.
Well, that's why the dragon's always pissed off. He keeps on that spot.
That goddamn spot. I tell you, I'd love to have
that's why that's his name.
That's bitch. Every time that stair flips up and he's in, I'd love to have a pet like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'd love
yeah, it's
him
got your death. Demeanor.
I know. Yes, it
does. Him blowing fire, you swatting the planes, you two would be a lovely pair.
See, this is why you can't leave when we do our plugs. We might say something amusing.
That's what Spot looks like, my demeanor. Let me sit on those. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Joe Curry.
That's great.
Not a bad way for Joe to do his act, by the way.
Yeah. Not a bad entrance.
In case with flames coming out.
That would be great.
Francesca's.
Swallow, you bitch. Swallow it.
He almost spit again.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Don't be funny. It's not a hard request.
Apparently, you find me amusing tonight, you jackass. Swallow, bitch, or you don't get the keys to the Lexus.
Where have I heard that?
1998 in college. Anyway. Francesco's. In Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic cuisine. Italian cuisine. Yeah, not the bullshit I ate the other night. Here's the thing. You know what a good Italian food is. This place has it. What I had the other
definitely
night, bacio al fungul. They were about as authentic as Rabbi Definkel was Jewish.
You know what? You're killing me because I'd love to hear the story, but I don't know. I know we don't have the time.
Listen to the replay, Joe. It'll be up tomorrow. So, yeah, you want the good Italian food, the stuff you don't want to send back, the stuff you're not scraping off, you go to Francesco's. It's true, brother.
Hell of a meal you had at this other
joint. And we certainly did.
Oh, God.
Where are they? 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey. You can call up 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com. I promise you. You will have great Italian food.
It's outstanding, folks. That's what they're
food that you'd love to swallow, unlike Joe, who doesn't seem to be able to handle that tonight.
It's not as easy as you thought, is it, stupid?
The
you take
room
me for granted, don't you? Now you know. You have grape soda. Look what I'm working with. It's filthy.
All chat rooms.
You think you're a pleasure to deal with after drinking for 18 hours straight?
Yeah, that's what happens when you blow your taffy into me.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Taffy!
Work your own side of the road, stupid! Work your own side of the drawer.
Oh, my God.
Goldberg's. Hey, this is usually where we come in. We've had a big roll tonight. Joe demanded it.
You guys are early.
Yeah, really.
Like Joe. I know.
Yeah, I'm getting pissed off at those two. Like, fuck you guys. You know, not even real.
We just call it like we see it.
You're mad at his hands.
Fuck you guys.
You're mad at
oh,
his
Joey's
hands.
Upset. I guess I'll have to come in his hand tonight.
Yep, like every other night.
Hey, I work hard, and he so does he.
And here I stay. Fuck you guys.
Fuck you, I'm taking my balls and going elsewhere. Come on, Ann, I'm coming to the compound. I'll be behind the bar.
Goldberg's. Famous bagels and kosher style deli of Chester, New York. They bring a wide variety. They got really good food. Another
they
place
do.
They're really good. They got great bagels.
Oh, God, yes.
So here's the thing. We go there first thing in the morning when we're driving. I go when I'm local, too. You go there first thing in the morning and get the fresh bagels because they get in there like at 4 o'clock to make them. They don't open up till 5, but they get in there at 4. Wide variety bagels, great cream cheese spreads. Get whatever you want. You get your tuna fish, your egg salad. Get whatever you want on. You want to go for lunch or dinner? They got that covered,
oh,
too.
Describe them sandwiches there. Oh,
big
God.
Sandwiches. Juicy sandwich. Big and juicy sandwich. Delicious.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about the meat.
Too far.
Funny. You go to there in Chester, New York, 69 Brookside Avenue. Like I said, they're open Monday through Friday at 5, close at 6, and they're open at 6 a.m. on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Number to get them is 845-469-8505. 845-469-8505. And if you're a veteran or a fan of our show, and why wouldn't you be a fan of our show?
Of course.
You get 10% off, but you got to tell them. They're not friggin' mind readers.
Right.
Right.
SurfEasy's VPN for your iPhone, Android, or computer is the easiest way, and it really is easy, to protect your online privacy and identity. SurfEasy, this is how it works. It wraps all your data in bank-grade encryption, preventing hackers, snoops, and even your ISP, like Optimal Online, say from where I live,
yeah.
They can't even know what the hell you're doing. It's a beautiful thing.
Nice.
From spying on your online activities. That might be useful, pal. So,
yeah.
And you can also use it in public Wi-Fi spots, like if you're in like at a Barnes & Noble, or if you're like in one of the Starbucks. Yeah. Use it there, protect you. That's where a lot of people get hacked. And so it really protects you. And you can also, like, if you're like living in Canada and you can't get on iHeartRadio, which we are, if put like America, like the United States, as your location, because mm-hmm. it gives you a choice of locations, now you can get on websites that you couldn't get on before.
Look at that.
It's pretty cool.
Right.
So you want to sign up. For free. You can get it for free, like I said, surfeasy.com, or you can download it from your favorite apps or surfeasy.com. Side-splitting productions for comedians, DJs, murder mysteries, puppet shows, not that type of puppet.
But it can be arranged.
Karaoke.
Wow, that's the late show.
Someone's going to be slow. Yeah. Drum up business.
Murder mysteries. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com, or you can call us up 551-404-3094. Joseph, where are you going to be this weekend?
Nowhere!
All right. This Thursday, I'll be in Manhattan at the Broadway Comedy Club hosting the 7 o'clock show, so I'll be on the show all night long with my friends. No, these are Joe friends. I'll be bringing them along. So go to BroadwayComedyClub.com.
Nice gig. Nice.
Yeah.
Check that out, Manhattan. So it'll be fun. This has been a very enjoyable show.
It most certainly has.
For
yes.
a lot of wrong reasons. We also want to thank Larry DeFelice, who contributed tonight.
Yes.
Great job from Larry.
Thanks, Larry.
So check him out at littlebastard.com. Really funny guy. Larry contributes all the time. So you definitely want to check him out live, support him where you can. Guys, it's been a fun show. We'll do more with Ann Jackson next week. We'll see what's going on with the FBI. We'll see what else we can drum up. Maybe I'm not promising, maybe a little bitter on Twitter next week.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a little bitter on Twitter. But, hey, guys, thanks for hanging out. Hey, thanks for hanging out so many of you guys at Clutch and Wiggle.
Yes, yeah. Thank you very much.
And thank you guys listening wherever you are. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening.